You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Don't fall asleep. That's what we're talking about today, and how the church is mainly asleep. In fact, they're in a coma. Salvation isn't about someday out in the future. It's not about the past. It's about today. What are you doing today? We're talking about a covenant relationship when you enter into with the bridegroom, with Jesus. There are standards that must be met. Just like a husband and a wife, there is minimum standards that each is committed to. The same thing with people and Jesus. Enter into the covenant relationship with our Father. And there's a war going on to see if we're going to allow Jesus to cleanse us from the unrighteousness that we've experienced in the past, the sins we've committed, in other words, or whether we're going to allow Satan to keep us sinning against him. Why do you think Satan tries to get you to sin today? Why do you think that is? Why do you think the preachers don't even tell you what the biblical definition of sin is? 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression of the law. In other words, you violate God's law, that's a sin. It's not church doctrine, drinking, gambling, smoking. Oh, those might be stupid things, and it might be possible to do one of those to an excess so that it becomes a sin. But sin is violating God's law. Any one of them, doesn't matter which one. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who calls us to his external glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Satan wants to destroy us. How does he do that? He gets us to sin. Let's look at an example. Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Satan wants to destroy all of us. When we give our lives to Jesus, he writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He committed himself to save us. This is literally war. You can't quit. Anyone who does gets a dishonorable discharge. We are so close to the time that the Bible's talking about here, Daniel 12:1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such there never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. What book is this talking about in the book of Daniel? The same one they're talking about in Revelation, the Lamb's Book of Life. Satan wants to deceive you. He wants you to get you to sin. He wants to get you to ignore God's laws, and instead of listening to somebody that tells you that they're nailed to the cross and done away with, listen to God. Get your Bible out and read it yourself and obey him. Quit sinning.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.